Live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio, you're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow the show on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. This is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Thanks for listening, calling, and participating in the show today. Thanks, everybody on Twitch. Today and every day, twitch.tv. Download the Twitch app, and you can see us in our Old National Bank State Street studios. Join the chat there. Great work by Bleck and Abdallah. We'll be on after Waddle and Sylvie tonight ahead of White Sox and Royals Game 1. They'll be in with Waddle tomorrow at Navy Pier. Remember, come see us tomorrow, Navy Pier, by the ballroom. Yurk will be back. Jesse, thank you.
Yeah, good seeing you, Carmen.
You too, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
In the next few days, probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let me know what happens, who my beloved White Sox are acquiring. Crosstalk brought to you by Club Hawthorne. Put a little more action into your weekend at one of Hawthorne's 16 newly remodeled betting bars, or bet the races from home or on the go with the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. Sylvie's here. Solo today?
We don't know where Waddle is.
Okay. Should we be nervous?
I thought I saw him.
Where's Tom Waddle?
In displays. Yes. He has told us that he has stopped at that speedway before.
Have they identified
for an emergency pits? No.
And they're not going to identify that person.
And he's always told us when he wins, he will not return to work.
He bails?
So we're waiting. This is very unlike him.
Could it be Waddle won the lottery?
He may have won the lottery.
Wow. And he's just, that's it. Can you believe you guys alerted me to it on our text chain first before I even saw anything else in the news about it Saturday morning, that it was purchased here in Des Plaines. I'm
in
like,
Des Plaines.
What? So I woke
in
up,
Des Plaines.
You saw Illinois at first. I'm like, I have $6 worth of tickets. Let's go, baby.
Why stop at six?
Because
if you're going to go in, shouldn't you do more than $6?
Yes, but I had $6 in my pocket when I was buying some
cheap
liquor.
Bastard.
And you can only do cash.
You can only do cash.
I had $6 in my pocket.
Don't they have an app now, too?
I don't know.
Someone was telling me last week, and we never got to it in Waddle's world. Someone said that the app where you can buy the Mega Millions tickets went to the number one app on the App Store because it was it was so high. So I gotta find
it.
So
you link it to your bank account?
And
gambling site?
Aren't you glad you didn't do that? It'd be so easy to buy $100 worth of tickets, and that's like burning money.
Listen, I gamble, and what I like to gamble on, I don't play the lottery much. The only time I do this is when there's a guy in our neighborhood who always, or when it gets over, I love the threshold is like $300 million.
I know,
anything less, we don't care.
What wasn't going
to
help us?
No, but anything over, like it gets to a certain level, and he's the guy in the neighborhood, Andrew Hunt. He sends out the text. Here, okay, got to be in it to win it. We all Venmo him the $10. Well, there's about 30 guys in it, and that's it. That's the only time I ever play.
It is kind of interesting. The person that won a billion could be listening to us right now.
Yes.
Be
like, maybe it's a P1, and they want to spread the wealth a little bit to their favorite baseball guy.
Seriously.
Their favorite gambling bourbon / talk show host.
It wouldn't take much to buy me as his best friend or her best friend.
It could be Waddle, and we may never hear from him
and
again.
That's it. He's just bailed.
We did make an agreement, though. If someone would win on their own tickets, the people who are in the pre-show fist fight every day get $250,000 just as a thank you.
Nice.
Really?
Like not even going in.
I gotta start zooming in on these pre-show fist fights.
It's not bad.
I mean, nice. If you win with your own tickets, and I said when Allie buys the tickets for the family, if we win, everyone in here gets $250,000.
Am I crazy to think I'd still come into work at least for a little while?
Oh, you and Cap. My God.
But there'd be no pressure, Jesse. Like, you got to do something.
Right.
And this is fun. We do something that's fun. This isn't like we're out, you know, putting roofs on houses.
I think I would come in.
For how long?
I don't know. But I wouldn't pull a Waddle and just never show up again. Waddle won the lottery and that's it. He bailed.
Yeah.
I mean, I might fulfill my duties for a while and then call it a career.
I think you would.
Yeah, for a little bit and then call it a career.
Yeah, line a few things up. You know,
but it'd be hard to have a passion for
But what
Cubs rebuild.
But what you do is fun, and there would be. First of all, your Q rating would go through the roof. You're the lottery winning baseball reporter.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden you're ahead of passing.
Right.
They're putting you on Baseball Tonight and Get Up. And second of all, you have no pressure.
It's
like
true.
If a boss ever, Roman or whoever the editor is, you got to write this, you're like, hell, I do. Yeah. Or,
Roman,
you know,
jump
like,
in the lake.
Here's the deadline. Or if you get a story wrong, you're like, you have zero pressure in your life because of money now.
It's not a bad thought. I would really try to get good at golf. That's like that would be the hobby I would take up because I'm so mad at being bad.
I think I would too.
I would just try to get great at golf. And that takes time, Sylvie, so I don't know if I can.
I was going to say, what kind of money are you throwing at the golf problem? Are you just hiring the best pros?
I think you're hiring a great pro, but I also think it just gives you the
you got to play.
You'd play every day. That's the dream, to be, you know.
Right. To be rich enough to play golf.
How many days in a row of playing golf do you get bored of playing golf? Or never?
Well, I wouldn't know because I've never done it like five days a week.
I'm with Jesse. I know that in my younger days when I didn't have as many responsibilities, I probably played 40 or 50 rounds of golf a summer, and I never got bored
Black
with it. Black
and Abdallah play every week, like 10 rounds.
I'm saying every day, though.
Yeah, no, I
know. Every day.
I'm just joking around, but I don't know how long I would continue working. It would be tough.
It would be a fun experiment.
It would be a fun way
to find out.
But that is interesting. 45 states, and this person it lives near all of us. I mean,
Can you believe it? Or what if you just bought it driving through?
He could have been driving through. He could have been in from O'Hare. Like, right?
Do you think we'll find out? Because it's not, you don't have to disclose it, right?
I hope so. No, you could be anonymous in Illinois, I guess.
It's over a certain threshold, and it's obviously over the threshold. He or she can be anonymous.
Can you imagine when you find that out?
No.
Like, whether you're watching it live and you're cross-checking your numbers, and you're like, wait a minute.
No.
Or you wake up in the morning and you find out, and you're the solo winner. And like, a lot of times you have to share it, not that this is such a bad thing, but with five or six others, you're still well off. But they're getting this over $1 billion prize by themselves.
Unless he bought it for a group. That is possible.
There's all that stuff. True. So Saturday morning, my wife said it was bought in Illinois. And I'm like, all right. All of a sudden, the chances have gone from 1 in 300 million to 1 in, I don't know, 10 million, 20 million, whatever it is. And then you start thinking about it.
The chance is still the same chance.
Well, no, I'm saying once it was bought in Illinois.
Of the Illinois tickets, he's saying.
Oh, all right.
His six chances, the numbers are the numbers.
Then I'm like, why didn't I buy more?
But here's my question. If we would one extra person playing the lottery, would they have gotten those numbers instead of that guy? How do the random numbers pop out?
No idea.
Is it like, you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if 10 extra people play.
Or somebody else have had those numbers.
Right.
Well, the chances, but the chance never changes. It's always 1 in 300 million. Every printed ticket is 1 in 300 million, basically.
Right.
So no matter how many of those happen, Sylvie, it doesn't change the odds of that ticket being printed, put it that way.
Right.
It just doesn't. It's amazing.
I was telling the guys, I was probably one of 10,000 people back in the day when I used to play the lottery when it would get really big in my 20s, and I would play the Bulls starting lineup.
That's good.
You know, you would play 5, 23, 33, 54. You know, and instead of Cartwright with 24, you're going maybe someone, Craig Hodges off the bench. Or what, you know, B.J. Armstrong, maybe 10. You're throwing in 10. And every Chicagoan was doing that. It really was a dumb process because I would have had to share with many, many people.
If those numbers.
You know how many times I played 23 red in roulette in Vegas? Yeah. Too many. Too many.
Gross.
Right. You know.
But the payout's the same no matter what, isn't it?
Yeah. So it doesn't matter. But the Moneyball number was 14, which if I ever filled it out, I would use 14.
Why, really? Ernie Banks?
No, that was my number when I was a kid. Oh. I used to do 14, but now I do quick.
For Ernie Banks?
No, I was given the number. It was always 14. That's all.
I love how we're pretending like Jesse is old enough to be playing baseball, you know, like in the 50s when Ernie Banks was
playing. Ernie Banks played into the 70s. That's when Jesse
that's
was.
That's true.
Yeah. I was a Ryan Sandberg guy like you, Sylvie. I would have been. You know, that's double reason
I wore 36 because of Gary Matthews.
That's right.
I always, as much as I love like the star, I always liked somebody. I always had a fan favorite player. Like you always talk about, Robin Ventura was more of your favorite than even Bing Frank.
Absolutely, Sylvie's right about that.
I love Ozzy, I love Zonk back in the day.
Keith Moreland, number six.
I just love the nickname more than anything. Yeah. Zonk.
I liked Keith Moreland too. I'm with Sylvie. I like that. Yeah. All right, what else today? You got a busy day, my friend.
What do you
There's
mean?
A lot.
It is everything. We got the mayor on today.
What's up with the mayor?
We're obviously talking about Deshaun Watson. We're talking about being dome ready. Are you dome ready?
I saw your T-shirt last week.
Dome ready.
I'm with you guys. I don't know what that means, dome ready.
That's like, one of my questions for her. What the hell is dome ready?
They put the pillars up just in case?
Well, why go halfway?
I don't know.
Just in case?
Don't you want to dome it at this point? Can you ask about the construction on the Kennedy downtown for 5 years now? Can you please ask those relevant
right where all the highways meet.
Yes.
Where 290 and the Kennedy and the Ryan all meet.
It's a nightmare.
It's gotten a tad bit better. It still sucks. It's still not finished.
In the last 2 years, I go from the north suburbs to the guaranteed rate now, Carmen, and getting there, it can be difficult for me.
Now he wants to move it to the
Astros
if they're going to make it a baseball
stadium. Soldier Field into a baseball stadium, move the Sox
there.
That's
been pitched, though. Yeah, I mean, but it's still hard to get into.
It's a pain in the
public
ass.
Public transportation upgrade in a huge way.
I heard you were making attendance jokes. You're like, it wouldn't be so hard for 17,000 to get in. Is that what you're saying?
He's making attendance jokes.
No, it'd be more like 30,000, I think.
Of course, you would.
You know how many more tourists you would get?
Yes, you would.
Just walk
with that.
Up.
That I agree with.
Okay.
You'd get many more
tourists. I always thought the place where they should have built for...
I know what you're going to say.
Is where the...
UIC?
The
jewel,
right there by UIC.
Yeah, a little bit closer.
It's on Roosevelt. Roosevelt and what is that?
It's Canal. Like
Canal. Yeah. Canal and Roosevelt where they built that big shopping mall. Yes. All those shopping malls.
About what? Five miles from where they are now? Three miles?
Right. It's just like in the south. Walkable from the buildings where the jewel, they built a brand new jewel. It's not so new anymore. It's probably 20, 25 years old.
Yep.
This was at around that time, right on the river. You have the river views.
Yes,
you have
I like you, water. I like water.
And there's a movie theater over there. There's new condos in that area. If you had built a stadium in that area,
you would have had more tourists. You would have had more people leaving work in the loop.
Still a south side address.
I talked to John Greenberg from The Athletic about it. He's like, why haven't they capitalized more on tourists? The Cubs are out of town when the Sox are in town. There's so many tourists in the summer, but it's probably because where it's located.
Yeah, it's more of a... It's
you're downtown if you're a tourist.
Right, exactly.
That's our point.
If you think about it, downtown
first, Wrigley's
to Wrigleyville
downtown.
And downtown to 35th is about the same.
That's true.
It's the same train, I've always said, and me being a Cubs fan, it's the same damn train. Yeah.
Brooks, listen, tourists, capitalize on it.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Wrigleyville built up around that stadium, and the popularity because of Harry like made it a destination when people came here. I don't know how you build that up without... It was unique to Wrigley, I feel like, and unique to Harry in the 80s. I mean, I don't know how...
Wasn't there a thought, or is this just in my head, from the red line all the way to the state, that hole would be built up, you can't even drive. Like, picture that as just a plaza from the train to the state. I don't know.
What are you talking about? Where?
White Sox. Hey, in from the red line to the state would just be a complete plaza.
A plaza.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. I thought there was a thought about that.
I say this. I'm not, you know me, I'm not a Sox hater. Cubs fans are mad that I'm taking my kids there. I mean, God forbid my kids grow up rooting with their own brain for a team they want to root for. And I'm just fueling their love. I mean, geez.
You don't have to defend that.
It's a great place to see a game. Once you're there, it's a great place.
Yes.
It's awesome. Fantastic.
It is.
There's no better smelling ballpark that I've ever been in either.
The food is the best in the city of all the stadiums, in my opinion, or just as good as the United Center.
Yes.
And it's a good experience to watch. All that stuff.
All the seats are great. There's not a bad seat in the place. There's a lot
of confidence. And when I complain about the attendance, in all seriousness, I'm like, feel for the players. I've been around teams for so long, they get juiced out of 40,000. And on the weekends, it's great there. I would love to see it midweek against the Twins.
Crowds were good
just because
weekend.
The
but
energy
like
in the
Carmen
building.
And Meller say they like as a Sox fan
like
to
it.
Go in and get out.
I love it
with 20, and you got some room.
I'm
you
selfish.
Know, like
I'm selfish
it, when you're there.
I get
it's
it.
Sort of like that.
I'm
that
a selfish bastard. I love
I get it.
It.
You know that anxiety when that middle seat is open on the plane, and you're like, okay, let that door close. This is going to be the best flight in the world if no one's here. I got 4 hours all the way to California. No one, and then they close that door. It's sort of like at a Sox game. You're like. I had a couple seats
couple
to my left. The kids can kind of roam the aisle.
You got a little buffer? You got a little buffer?
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
You can grab a dog, not have to worry about a long wait in the concession stand lines.
Yes.
You know how you lure in some tourists? You trade for Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's
or
a good
Juan Soto.
Well, did you see the...
But that's the... Heyman's tweet, is that what we're talking about?
Heyman wrote an article.
Yeah, come on.
Yankees on short list of teams that made serious trade offer for Shohei Ohtani. And then he writes, the Padres and White Sox are among other teams known to have tried for Ohtani in recent days.
They definitely called.
Yeah, Jesse
they definitely
said there's
called,
no doubt
but
they
I don't
called,
know.
But, I mean,
from everything everybody I've talked to, they weren't really seriously going to move him now. They might in December. But this is like a feeling out period. This is one of the times you do that. So
how do the White Sox have the prospect package to get Shohei?
That's the, just make the problem, call. Is that Carm... Your reaction was the same reaction I had upstairs. Tyler Aki had a very similar reaction, is to shrug your shoulders and be like, come on, that's not realistic.
Right. Can't see it.
That,
right.
As a fan base, every time any type of rumor is floated, we're always on the defensive and saying, is it real?
Is Rick Hahn just dome ready? Is he just pitching a halfway plan? You know,
Ohtani ready.
We're Ohtani ready. Oh, we tried.
They always do that. Well, we tried with Manny. We tried with this. We tried. Well, do you get it done?
You try, and then the next thing you know, it's Cesar Hernandez at the trade deadline.
How do you try with the 30th ranked farm system?
I don't know.
That's not my rankings, but how do you try?
How do you say, here, we've got
Sheets.
Robert's got a cold. Do you want him? We can't figure out why he's dizzy. You want him? You want Robert? We'll give you Aloy. He's got one leg. You know, how about...
Other than that...
Vaughn went to school out there. You want him?
Crochet's got a rocket arm. He's in the middle of rehab. You want him?
Actually, Crochet's an interesting one. I think any team would probably jump.
Crochet.
Any team would jump at Crochet.
Yeah.
Robert, Aloy, I don't know anymore, honestly. Robert maybe still, although...
We were trying to debate why he was in the clubhouse. Here's what...
I'll be there in a little bit. We'll find out,
I guess. Meller and I were arguing with Tyler. So here's the way things went down. He played Thursday. He went 1-for-5, correct? He's in the lineup for a second rehab start in Charlotte where he was pulled out with a cold.
Right. Yes.
And then for some reason, they brought him back Sunday and he's in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Now, why did they bring him back? Is it because the rehab assignment is over?
And he's going to start tonight?
Or is it because they still don't know what the hell's wrong with him?
And they need to look at him some
more.
I don't know.
If there was going to be a second rehab start before the cold, why wouldn't there be a second rehab start?
I don't have a good answer for you, my friend. I wish I did. I just hope he's in the lineup tonight. Like Jesse said earlier, he'll find out when he gets over there. Like, let's hope he's in the lineup, because if he's not... I don't know.
Yeah.
What was that? What was
head scratcher? Like this. Head scratcher, Sylvie.
I thought you were making like a head case thing.
No. I don't mean that.
No.
It's a head scratcher. I don't know what could be. Does he have vertigo? Is there something more serious? I have no idea.
Does he need glasses?
I don't know. But it was quite evident and clear after a few weeks. You were like, wait.
He's not seeing the baseball. It was weird.
In the outfield. Like, there's something.
But the weird thing was he was seeing it at the plate.
There wasn't
an obvious impairment at the plate, but there was in the field.
I said to Jesse, though, like, if you've got the balance issues, when you're tracking a fly ball, it's different than batting. When you're batting, you're stationary, and the ball's coming at you. It's hard to hit. Don't get me wrong. When you're running and
depth issues, you're
bouncy to begin with.
Yeah, you're right.
Something's not right.
So, the story of my team.
And then the Watson story.
And then you got the Watson stuff.
We talked a lot about it.
Very polarizing, obviously. We talked a lot about that.
Think about all this. We got the Deshaun Watson suspension. We want to take calls on that. We'll try to figure this out. I don't get a lot of the things.
Neither do we.
Yeah.
There's a bunch.
There's a lot of weird on both sides of this. I don't understand how the players could have ever, in their right mind, last year, whenever they just did this new collective bargaining agreement, say, you know what we're good with? we're good with an independent judge coming up with a penalty of whoever, whichever player is being suspended. But if the league doesn't like it, Roger Goodell gets to appeal it to himself.
Right. It's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of.
It's the same thing it was before, basically, with an extra step
of masking that, hey, we're trying to do this more independently, but they've got veto power on anything they don't like. And how would the players, and Waddle has taught me a few things over these 15 years. One thing he's always taught me is the players have collectively bargained for this. If they really wanted it to change, they could have made it change. They could have stood firm. They voted to allow Roger Goodell to have now this power to appeal to himself.
My guess is it's a trade-off. You know, having covered this stuff before, we'll let you do that if you give us this.
Right.
And then you forget how bad of a thing you just gave them. Because that sounds like the dumbest thing
it
ever
does.
That the league can
it's
appeal.
It's the same thing as before, just with an added... with, like, someone in between that ultimately might not matter because he can go, nah, I don't like it. I'm going to appeal it to myself, and we're going to make
so
it 10 games.
So there's the weirdness there that I'm with you. It feels light to me.
It does. I mean, Thurgood made, you know, he calls up, though, and he puts you in your place a little. I'm like, I can't go toe-to-toe with you. I'm not a lawyer.
He's a lawyer. Thurgood's been calling for years and years. He's a smart guy.
I can't pretend to go toe-to-toe with you, but something doesn't seem right. And he goes, well, something doesn't seem right. Go do that in a court of law. I get it. I understand that.
He was using...
But it doesn't seem... Something seems rotten about the whole thing. I can't believe that it's just one money grab after another. Maybe I'm being very naive and very silly, but it just doesn't seem right.
We didn't read it, but Peggy tweeted us, Kaczynski, and she mentioned the standard contracts... player contract has language about embarrassing the league.
Of course.
Well, that's why he's getting suspended.
She found him at fault.
Yes.
So if there's fault there, how could it only be six games? What I believe happened from reading all these things is he used Instagram and these massage therapists as his own personal, what's the app?
Dating service, basically.
Tinder.
He used it as Tinder. He would go there, and he would try to swipe with his you-know-what. Instead of his finger, he would swipe to the right and try to convince. He wasn't going for professional massages.
Right.
He saw over 60. And I was saying to the guys earlier, like, if you think he's on the up and up, what have you done with 60 different people in your life of the same thing?
Yeah. Nothing.
Like, have you gone to...
You'll eventually find a masseuse.
Have you gone to 60 doctors in your life?
No. It won't take 60 masseuses to find one you like, right?
He went to over 60 massage therapists in 2 years.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. That's why it seems
fishy. And he tried to have sex with them.
Yes.
And whether or not they said no, he would expose himself.
Yeah. See, he obviously did something wrong.
Whether violent or not, putting those people who think they're signing up to do a professional massage, and he all of a sudden is throwing the towel off of himself and there is Deshaun Watson. I'm swiping.
Yeah.
You want to swipe at me?
Looky here
that's
now.
That's not how you do things.
Yeah, no, I agree, and that's why the six is like. I don't know how you arrive at that number. She's more versed in this than we'll ever be. I don't know what is it arbitrary or not. How do they arrive at these numbers?
Right.
And then why does Goodell now have the power to still?
Yeah, which is so dumb.
Veto if we don't like it. Why does he have the power to ultimately come in and kind of veto it and appeal it? I don't know.
Yeah, there were like over 60. And then there were, of course, the 20-plus lawsuits, but only four were
heard by.
And I want to ask Dan Graziano, he's on with us, why only four? Why didn't the league present evidence or interview more women?
I don't know. So, I don't know the answer either.
So I'm going to get out of here.
I got to get over here.
So call with any breaking news.
Yeah. Right. Robert News, too, obviously.
Yes, yeah, let us know.
Thanks, guys.
Jess. Sylvia, we'll get you home next, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow over at Navy Pier.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Can't imagine there's any arguing or debating going on in the Twitch chat today. Can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000. It's /ESPN1000 Chicago, I should say. That's our Twitch. twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. It's just me. Extra close up today. Waddle, we don't know where he's at. He could be, we think he could have won the lottery. Who knows?
He's always said that if he won the lottery, he would not be here the next day.
So then it's just said he would come in, take a dump on the desk, and then bow.
Okay. There's been no dumpage found.
I have not seen any dumping anywhere.
Okay. So 312-332-3776 if you want to win. There's a lock. Let me set the table for you first before we get into Watson or whatever is going on, because not only did we get this 6-game suspension come down from the judge today, but again, the players aren't going to, the NFLPA won't appeal it. Both sides have the opportunity to appeal it. And this is the first of its kind since the new way of handing down a suspension. An independent judge has determined 6 games is the suspension for Deshaun Watson. And now the league could appeal. And the crazy part about the appeal, even though I still think Deshaun Watson got off very light on this, is that the appeal can go to Roger Goodell. The league appeals. Roger Goodell could then be the guy who hears the appeal and change it himself or anyone he assigns it to. It's so weird that that was collectively bargained. So there's that. If you want to weigh in, 332-3776. There's the trade deadline. We are about, 2.5 hours, 26 and a half hours then from the trade deadline, 5 o'clock during tomorrow's show, which we will be out at the Navy Pier for the Jim Irsay collection. Come on out to Navy Pier to see Carmen and Yurko and Waddle and Sylvie at Navy Pier. It is awesome because the trade deadline is 5 o'clock right on our show. We've had trade deadlines before. I don't know if we've ever had a 5 o'clock one. We've had 3, it seems like, a 2 or a 3 o'clock.
I think Major League Baseball pushed it back to be in the middle of prime time. That was their idea.
So. Yeah, it's as Jesse brought up, you could have Wilson Contreras in the dugout. You could have Ian Happ in the dugout or the clubhouse.
Will Wilson have any tears left?
There will be. I mean, there's no more tears left to cry over that thing.
It's been a lot.
People were in the pre-show fistfight saying, I'm so sick of the Wilson Contreras stuff. It's not his fault. I like, you know what I'm sick?
Wait. Can you imagine if he wasn't traded, Sylvie?
He's getting traded.
Of course. He has to be traded.
If they don't, I don't know what's going on. I've already questioned what Jed's doing. And the more, by the way, I think about the Cubs, back from the Friday thing that we brought up, and knowing that the Dodgers could have enough to trade for Soto or for someone else, and that they're just in World Series mode and they still have one of the best minor league systems. I get so pissed at Theo and Jed for the 3 or 4 years of not developing and drafting well, because it should never have been. You could blame the owner that he didn't want to spend money, but if they were doing this like the Cardinals and like some of these other teams, you know, the Dodgers have traded for so many people, but yet they still have enough to trade for others.
And if you're a big market team, you shouldn't have to go through a full-on rebuild.
Right. Because you should have that farm system ready to go, and they built up the farm system. And fine, they traded guys, but they never replenished in all those years after drafting basically Schwarber. They really didn't draft. They never drafted a homegrown pitcher who has developed really, truly into anything great. You hope Thompson and some of these guys are good now. But, it's maddening. And then the White Sox, John Heyman reported they were serious about calling for Ohtani. The Angels are not going to trade him, at least now. They're probably going to reset this thing in the offseason, maybe take more trade offers. And do you believe them? Do you think they're going to take a big swing here on someone else? 312-332-3776. There's the Bears story. The Bears are back at Halas Hall. Cap reported over the weekend that not only is this Tevin Jenkins thing interesting from a physical standpoint, what is he held out with, but Cap was reporting that It could be a coaching thing, that they're not meshing with him and he's not meshing with them in the new way of doing business. So I think that's basically it, though. It's a very busy day today with the trade deadline coming up, with the Watson news and everything like that. Look, I think it's light. I think 6 games, you're saying he's guilty, but you're not saying, and again, guilty of what? I know Thurgood's online again. This isn't a court. This isn't an American courtroom. This is a way you have found him to be in violation of what football players are and the way they're supposed to act. Now, the league, the NFLPA, did argue that there have been many owners who are supposed to be held to a higher standard. Daniel Snyder, Jerry Jones, others, Robert Kraft, talk about happy endings and stuff like that, who have gotten away scot-free. And so in this new way of doing business, it's a six-game suspension. If you don't know the story, like, even if you don't think he's guilty of doing stuff against the law, this man was using Instagram to try to get sex out of professional masseuses. He was going to Instagram and they thought they were doing one thing, a professional service, which they're licensed to do, and he would try to do something different with them. And it's wrong. I mean, it's just not right. And there are so many different ways we can go with this.
I think, Sylvie, like when it wasn't a surprise. We were starting to get word late last night that they were expecting likely a 6 to 8 game suspension to come down. But the reality is, I think what this verdict shows, the arbiter's verdict, Sue L. Robinson, is that the NFL is ill-equipped to deal with what society has plenty of issues dealing with as well, right? And the problem is that they're slapping a number on it. I'm not even sure. Had she come down with a full season suspension in the grand scheme of things, based on what has been reported, I'm not sure that would have felt right, especially when we look at the way Deshaun Watson was able to use this whole situation as a power move to get himself out of Houston and then demand that the Cleveland Browns acquiesce to every wish that he had, get a huge contract, backload everything, knowing that he was likely going to face a long-term suspension and then not have to pay any penalties in regard to that. The way this whole thing has played out just goes to show how the NFL has no real handle on what they can do with their personal conduct policy.
And I just, the amount of people, and I know they only heard 4 or 5 of these in the actual verdict here, but if you followed the story and the settlements that have been made between Watson and the accusers, there are over 20 accusers. There is huge strength in numbers. And, you know, when we tie this all into Ridley, I heard Jesse and Carmen talk about Ridley was suspended for at least a year. He's got to be reinstated after the year for gambling on football. That is a huge no-no. Whether it's the PEDs and Hopkins, it's 6 games. It's the league, and I get what Jesse's saying. This is a common competition thing. And this is that you can never have that be questioned going forward with your sport about someone gambling on the sport while they're an active player. But here's the comparison I'll make. No matter what your intention on when you violate the drug policy, if you make a mistake and you put an illegal drug in your body, you're supposed to know there's no wiggle room. There's no nuance. You're suspended for the 6 games. If you gamble on football, there's no nuance. You're guilty. You're suspended for the year. To me, to do all these things with women in a professional massage setting, why is there so accepting of these things where, oh, well, it wasn't with violence, though. He was up to no good. He was up to no good. And why is there so much room for argument where the NFL makes its qualms, where you can't gamble, you can't juice, and there's no wiggle room, but in this area, you can, oh, sure, you want to do that there? It could be 4, it could be 6, it could be 8, it could be 10, it could be 12. I find that odd.
I think everybody who has a functioning brain does, right? Like, it seems weird that you draw a hardline stance on, you know, recreational drug use, which, you know, that's another debatable topic. But the truth is, you know, we've seen marijuana be far more accepted across this country over the last 5 to 10 years than I think a lot of people ever thought it would be. But now we're at that point. And so you look back at the suspensions that were doled out over that, Josh Gordon's entire career basically being derailed because of that. Meanwhile, a guy who, and I think it's fair to wonder, too, like, What does Deshaun Watson's status in the game, you know, have to factor in on this? The fact that he's a star quarterback and is able to utilize this into a power move, like, it just seems like you look at how MLB handled Trevor Bauer. They didn't really have anything in place necessarily where they could go ahead and just put him on the sidelines and wait it out, but they did. I think you can question the NFL and say, why haven't you done that more with Deshaun Watson, right? Like, this whole thing, I think anybody who looks at this and has a functioning brain can't feel good about it.
I want to know, too, what would this suspension have looked like if there was just one victim? Like, would there even be a suspension?
Right, right. Yeah, because it took all the group of women to come forward to be interviewed. If you haven't seen the real sports, like the story, he was up to no good. What the level of bad was is debatable. Like his lawyer, do we have that clip where his lawyer
Rusty
was even
Harden? Yes.
Play this.
This is from June 3rd.
I don't know how many men are out there now that have had a massage that perhaps occasionally there was a happy ending. All right? Maybe there's nobody in your listening audience that ever happened to. I do want to point out, if it has happened, it's not a crime. Okay? Unless you are paying somebody extra or so to give you some type of sexual activity, it's not a crime. And so at the end of the day, that's another thing that would affect conduct. Doing something or saying something or being a way that makes you uncomfortable is not a crime. And so we've had two grand juries find that, and nobody seems to want to listen.
And it obviously violates the conduct policy in the NFL, but only to a six-game extent. And he did this multiple times with people who had no idea on what he was trying to convince them. He didn't force them, but he exposed himself. He did different things. Read the stories about what went on here. These were women who thought they were giving a regular therapeutic massage to a professional athlete.
It strains credulity to believe that Deshaun Watson had anything but nefarious intentions. 66 women, according to the New York Times reporter Jenny Rentes, who did an excellent job doing investigative reporting that apparently the NFL didn't want to do. Like, you know what? A lot of this is on the NFL as well for presenting a case that, to your point, Sylvie, the NFL presented five women, only four Sue L. Robinson considered because one of the five was not interviewed in the process. So she only considered four cases. Yet there were 66 instances based on investigative reporting. Everything about this, it just reeks. It's awful. And I don't know.
Right, right.
You
don't trust the league in anything.
I'm curious to see how the NFL moves forward, because even if they do appeal it, no matter what, they're going to look ridiculous.
Right. And again, like, we always need the video. We always said this about Ray Rice when people were saying the Ray Rice was light. And then the video came out and there, you know, everyone's like, oh, what do you think this looks like? What do you think it feels like for a woman who thinks they're doing a professional massage and the athlete is fully naked? Yeah, like, what do you think it looks like? If there was a video, don't you think it would be different? And he did the exact same thing? 312-332-3776. Now, they did argue, though, that there was video of Robert Kraft, and nothing was done to Robert Kraft, really. If you want to weigh in on the suspension, you want to weigh in on our baseball teams. Are the Sox about to get going? The same question we've asked week after week. Were they big game hunting? The Cubs? And how you feel as a Cubs fan, we're still, who knows where this is going? You may not have hit rock bottom with all these trades. Contreras, Ian Happ, there was a trade made today I'll tell you about. But anything on your mind, 312-332-3776.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
A lot of debate going on today on the Deshaun Watson suspension. Just, it feels light. And I get Carmen Carcino, who's a great listener, says the betting thing is messing with the competition. They can't have any notion that games are rigged. There's too much money in play. He's so right. He's very, very right. Why is sexual assault okay? Why are there shades of gray in it? Well, you know, all he did was get naked and move close to her to entice, to try to entice a professional worker who is just doing a job that she's licensed to do. Like, I get why there's no room in the drug policy, and there's no room. We can't hear it. Even though Riley Ridley only gambled X amount of money and he didn't affect any lines and he didn't bet against, or he didn't do this and he didn't do that, they don't want to hear it.
Calvin, you said Riley.
Calvin Ridley. Why in this case it's like, well, you know, even though there were 60 women and even there were 20 some accusers, you know, six. Like, it just seems to be. It just seems to be odd and doesn't feel right for what he is accused of doing.
I agree with you, Sylvie. What doesn't align, too, is that reading, you know, through the decision, the 15-page decision that Sue Robinson authored, that so she deemed it predatory in nature, but then said it was not nonviolence. And even if taking into account that she only, you know, took into account four women, four accusers, that's still a serial predator, right?
That's what I mean.
Like, time and time again.
How is that six games?
And it doesn't make sense. Her conclusion that this was a first-time offense.
A second-time offense and a third-time offense and a fourth-time offense over just what they were hearing.
Like, since when can you bulk in separate offenses and then call them a first-time offense? Like, if I go out and steal six different cars, I can't go on trial and say, well, it's the first time I've ever been caught, Your Honor. Let's just put these together.
Right. It's the first time I stole six cars.
I
like the way they're structurally that they did the first part, that
in
they
theory,
let someone
right?
who rules on this for who has ruled on this sort of stuff for a living. She's independent of everything. Now, I don't believe the result is the right result. And then, even though I believe it should be heavier, I think it's asinine that Roger Goodell can appeal to himself. But again, this is what the players agreed to. And so there are so many different levels of weirdness to this whole thing and it being the first time now.
How about the fact that she also deemed that it was necessary to put in a clause that Deshaun Watson can, throughout the remainder of his career, can no longer have a masseuse unless it's team approved. Pointing out clearly the nature that
he's a threat.
This is a problem.
He's a threat on people who do this professionally. Think about that. See, I challenge anyone who thinks this is on the up and up, who are defending Deshaun Watson. How many things have you done in your life, a singular activity, with 60 different people? He did this in, what, a year and a half time?
Yeah, like 18 months.
It's pure craziness what he was doing on social media. He was looking at social media profiles for professional masseuses and hoping to get a massage and then to coax them into sex. And if they and then he made them feel uncomfortable when they said no. And then they were shocked by this. Jim in New Lenox, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great day out there.
Appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I think a lot of this, I mean, regardless of breaking, we all feel that they say there was no law breaking. It is about the morals and standards that I think we all live by, because I think this is on the NFL owners, period, and anybody even giving this guy the time of day, because that was done with Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick didn't break the law. He had his beliefs. A lot of Americans didn't like it. The NFL owners didn't want a piece of it, and it was going to affect ticket sales. I think that's what this boils down to, in my eyes, is, to me, it's a predator, like you guys were saying.
Yeah, well, that's what the judge said, but six games. Predators exactly. Only get six games.
You know, and to me, then, in the end, and then this boils down to the NFL owners saying, we don't want to touch this guy. Nobody touched Colin Kaepernick, and where's he at today?
And as Beller brought up, Jim, it's Waddle's old thing, the juice worth the squeeze. Kaepernick and the 49ers were not having a good year while all that was going on, and his numbers were going down. Deshaun Watson's still in the prime of his career, and he's great. And it's why those Cleveland fans are cheering him today, because that's a tortured fan base, and they know that they can win football games because of him.
It would have been really interesting to see how Colin Kaepernick's entire protesting of the anthem would have played out differently had he done so the season after they beat the Packers at Lambeau Field.
Wow, he was great.
Yes, when he was great. Their franchise quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. All right, 312-332-3776 if you want to weigh in on this topic. Also, Chris in San Fran, I want to get to you because he's upset at the Cubs. Want to set the table on what we're going to experience here over the next 26 hours or so up until the trade deadline, and we'll get to all of that coming up next.